Well, the Connecticut women's basketball team's run at an unprecedented fourth straight national championship will begin at home. The 32-0 Huskies are the top overall seed in the women's NCAA tournament and potentially won't have to leave the Nutmeg State until the Final Four, which is in Indianapolis this year, starting April 3rd. The UConn women, who've been a number one seed for 10 straight years, open up against 16 seed Robert Morris on Saturday at Storrs, Connecticut. Joining the Huskies as the other women's number one seeds are South Carolina, Notre Dame, and Baylor. The brackets for the women's tournament announced last night. Both UConn and Tennessee have won three straight women's titles, but no women's team has four consecutive championships. Also, the Iowa teams were shut out of the NCAA tournament this year, but Iowa, UNI, Drake, and Creighton all were tabbed for the WNIT. Creighton will play at South Dakota on Wednesday, while on Thursday, among the games, Iowa will host Ball State, UNI plays at Nebraska, and Drake will be at home against Sacred Heart in first-round women's NIT action. Well, the annual play-in games of the NCAA men's basketball tournament are tonight and Wednesday nights in Dayton, Ohio. The first two of the so-called first four games features Florida Gulf Coast against Fairleigh Dickinson tonight, with Vanderbilt going up against Wichita State this evening as well. The following evening, tomorrow night, on the same court, Holy Cross plays Southern and Michigan will play Tulsa. The winners advance to the main portion of the NCAA tournament, which begins Thursday afternoon. The Final Four is in Houston this year, the weekend of April 2nd, with the championship game set for Monday night, April 4th. Kentucky Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart wants the NCAA tournament selection process to be more transparent before the brackets are announced. Wildcats coach John Calipari criticized the process after Kentucky was seeded fourth in the East region despite beating Texas A&M, who was tabbed as a number three seed to win the Southeastern Conference tournament title. Calipari believes his team deserved a higher seed, and he questioned whether winning the conference title matters if it doesn't improve your seeding. Barnhart supported Calipari in an open letter on Monday. He's suggesting the committee use a process similar for the college football playoff, which releases weekly updates a month before announcing its field. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones earned a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. They'll square off with 13th-seeded Iona on Thursday in Denver. For Cyclones head coach Steve Prohm, there's no overlooking a lower-seeded team.
I've been a 13 seed when I was at Murray, and we beat Vandy, a 4 seed. I don't think you can overlook anybody in this tournament. I think our guys are well aware of that. I put something on the board earlier before we came up here about forget the past, focus on what lies ahead, and that's Iona.
Prohm expects nothing different from his team in terms of preparation.
We'll prepare for them like we're preparing for Oklahoma, preparing for Kansas, and our guys' attention to detail will be the same like we're trying to beat Kansas on Big Monday. And so it's a great opportunity, but you can't get to the second round until you win the first round.
Coach says that the 4 seed was about where he expected his Cyclones to be.
It's a blessing to be in this tournament. You know, only 36 at-large teams. I thought we'd be a 4 or 5 seed. And I think the 4 seed, it just shows, when you look, I think we had 8 top 50 wins. That was the 7th most in the country. Played in the number one conference in the country this year. Had a lot of really good wins.
Tip off on that game from Denver, Iowa State versus Iona, will be 1 o'clock on Thursday. Well, the voters in the Associated Press College basketball poll don't agree with their counterparts who choose the NCAA tournament field. They do agree that the top team is Kansas, but from there, things look a bit different. The members of the AP media panel chose Michigan State as the second best team, with North Carolina third and Virginia fourth. The fifth-ranked school is Oregon, a number one seed, according to the NCAA voters. The 30-4 Jayhawks received 63 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. Michigan State, a number two seed in the NCAA tournament, got the other two first-place votes. The second five features Villanova, Oklahoma, West Virginia, and Xavier. Miami and Kentucky are tied for 10th. There were 6 number one teams this season, one shy of the record set in 1982-83. Well, Johnny Dawkins has been fired after 8 seasons coaching the Stanford men's basketball team. The school says a nationwide search for a replacement is underway. Dawkins guided the Cardinal to the Sweet 16 of the 2014 NCAA tournament and NIT championships after the 2012 and 2015 seasons. Stanford went 15-15 this season and finished 9th in the Pac-12 conference at 8-10. Dawkins was 156 and 115 overall. Trent Johnson has been fired as the men's basketball coach at TCU after four seasons. The Horned Frogs had a record this year of 12-21. His overall mark was 50-79 with only an 8-64 regular season conference record. Those Big 12 losses were by an average of more than 15 points. Matt Brady is out as the men's basketball coach at James Madison. He led the Dukes for eight seasons and leaves with a record of 139-127. In 2013, Brady guided the school to the Colonial Athletic Association Championship and a spot in the NCAA basketball tournament. In baseball news, shortstop Johnny Peralta is back in camp with the St. Louis Cardinals after undergoing surgery on his left thumb. There's still no updated timetable for the shortstop's return from that procedure. Peralta says he'll be in the cast for 2 weeks and then the stitches will come out. Before the surgery Wednesday, the team estimated that he'd be out 2 to 3 months. In NFL news, the Chicago Bears retained a pair of tight ends, agreeing to a 2-year contract with Zach Miller and a 1-year deal with Rob Housler. Miller reestablished himself in Chicago last year after injuries sidelined him for the 2012, 13, and 14 seasons. He played in 15 games while setting career highs with 34 receptions, 439 yards receiving, and a team-leading 5 touchdown catches. Housler was in the final 4 games for Chicago last season and had 3 catches for 27 yards. He's appeared in 65 games with 27 starts over 5 seasons with Arizona, Cleveland, and the Bears. The Vikings have signed free agent safety Michael Griffin. He spent all 9 years of his NFL career with Tennessee, where he made the Pro Bowl twice. He's expected to compete with Andrew Sendejo for the starting spot opposite standout Harrison Smith. Defensive tackle B.J. Raji says he's taking a hiatus from the NFL and will not play in 2016. Following 7 seasons with the Green Bay Packers, he does not rule out a return to the field, though. Before a congressional committee, NFL executive Jeff Miller has acknowledged a link between football-related head trauma and the brain disease CTE. That's the first admission by a league official that there is such a relationship. Appearing before a congressional committee, Miller, the NFL's senior vice president for health and safety, was asked about a connection between hits in football and chronic traumatic encephalopathy. His answer was certainly yes. The NFL has not previously linked playing football to CTE directly. And the NFL has suspended Pittsburgh wide receiver Martavis Bryant for at least a year for violating the league's substance abuse policy. This is the second league-mandated discipline for Bryant. The 24-year-old was suspended for the first 4 games last season and spent a portion of that time in Houston with John Lucas, the former NBA player and coach who operates a substance abuse facility. Bryant caught 50 passes for 765 yards and 6 touchdowns after he returned in week number 6. That's Check of Sports this morning, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.